Magic lamp? Wonder what happens when I rub it.
You have awakened me. I shall grant you 3 wishes.
My first wish is for economic development. My second wish is to save hours of travel time. And my third wish is to create safer roads.
You could have just wished for bus rapid transit and gotten all these things with one wish.
Make all your transit wishes come true. Learn more about bus rapid transit at indigo.net/bus-rapid-transit.
It's time to hear from you. Kendall and Casey present Voicemails. Brought to you by QC Kinetics for non-surgical regenerative medicine treatment at 317-559-PAIN.
The phone number to get involved, 317-684-8444. It is time to hear from you with your voicemails on the Kendall and Casey Show. It's 93 WIBC.
You know what I just realized?
What's that?
Oh my gosh.
What?
People have told me this would happen, older people, when I was younger.
Yeah.
And it's happening. When I was a younger person, mm-hmm. I used to go to Brothers in Broad Ripple quite mm-hmm. frequently. Mm-hmm. And after, as the children would say, after midnight, it got turnt up where the bar kind of became a little more of a rowdy venture with mm-hmm. the music and the dancing and the everything. And there used to be this one old guy who was in there, and he would like participate in the goings on. And mm-hmm. he looked just like Phil Jackson, who used to coach the Bulls and the yeah. Lakers. And our name for him was Phil Jackson.
That's a handsome guy.
We used to call him Phil Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And he wore the sweater and everything. And my buddy Shane and I used to joke, that'll be you someday, Rob.
Yeah.
And I just saw myself on the YouTube dancing.
Chair dancing. You were dancing to the bumper
and
music.
And if I were going out at midnight, I would totally, I would now be that guy.
Let's be honest. The only reason you're up after midnight is to take care of your daughter.
That's it.
At this point.
That's it. I've retired from that life, but it just yes. like, I just saw myself and I was like, if I were out, uh-huh. I would be that dude.
You'd be the creepy dude at the end of the bar who's chair dancing in a cardigan. Congratulations.
I wonder
what happened.
You've
reached a new level.
Yeah, man. Phil Jackson. He would be so old now. I wonder if he's still out there trying to keep mm-hmm. it alive or if mm-hmm. he gave up or what.
Is that what you did? You would give them names after someone famous that they looked like?
Well, I've told people this, and I did this with my business and everything. Like, I knew so many people that everybody had a nickname because yeah. there's just too many. Like, at one point, when I owned my business, I had like 100 clients.
You and are a fan of the nickname.
It was just too hard to keep track of people on their actual names. Mm-hmm. So Jason, who works here now, we were business partners, and we would just have nicknames for everybody. And then I found it easier to do in my social life when I used to have one, too, because there were so many people that you would engage with mm-hmm. at various bars or whatever, that it was just too hard to remember everybody's name. So if you just had a nickname for everybody, it was just easier to.
I'm sure they weren't all rated PG like
no.
the ones we use on the air either.
No.
You'll have to let
no.
me know what the other ones
no,
were.
There were so
the adult
many.
Nicknames. I bet they were good.
Was this Phil Jackson guy? Was he like a Zen master? Like Phil Jackson?
I mean,
like,
he looked.
Give you life advice?
He was like this 50-year-old guy, and he mm-hmm. would just for random. It was so random that he would just be there mm-hmm. amongst the 20-something whatevers.
He came for the show,
and it was like, wow. On some level, this guy is to be saluted, and some it's like, sir, it is past your bedtime.
I'd say good for him.
A little creepy, but still, you're curious.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to nickname this next, this first phone call. This is Frustrated Voter Guy.
You realize this sucks. I got nobody to vote for.
Yeah.
I'm voting against. Mm. I'm voting against every incumbent. I'm voting against every loser. Mm. Oh, I'm just over it. I'm ready to move.
Okay, so the therapy continues on the voicemail line because he called back.
Oh!
He wasn't done.
I cannot believe this collection of losers is all I have to vote for. Are there no good people in the state that want to run for public office?
Mm. Nice grunt there at the end.
But here's the answer to his question. Mm-hmm. The answer is good and decent people have lives. They have jobs. They have successes. Their ambitions are not based on some sort of hungry power grab. And many good people just simply say, I don't want to deal with the garbage that comes with running for public office. I mean, I tell you this from the experience of it, that if you actually care, you will drive yourself to the point where you're ready to check yourself into an institution, and it will ruin your life because you're constantly fighting with people. I'm still fighting with people, and I've been out of it for 10 years, Casey, but at least I can turn it off whenever I want. And so good and decent people who are not driven by some clamoring of power generally tend to steer clear of this because they don't want to mess with it. And so you get these, I've long thought, and I thought this when I was in it, that politics kind of became the get even for the people who were the nerds growing up, like the social outcasts and the nerdy people and the people who got stuffed into lockers growing up. And this was sort of like their adult version of get even. And when you look at like people that are running for these high profile offices, for the most part, it's kind of what you get. They just stay in it. They never go away. They never leave. And so good and decent people just don't want to mess with it.
Here's another phone call. This guy is talking about Indiana turning purple. However, not because of how people are voting, but because of the politicians.
Rob, I'm going to take your advice. I've slowly noticed I've got a couple days on you, like 23 years or so. I'm slowly noticing the state go purple. And believe it or not, it's really not because of the Democrats are winning. It's the Republicans, or the ones that switch from Democrat to Republican, the Democrat to Republican. It's their voting. It's follow the money. Mm-hmm. And you're exactly right. Love what you guys do. Keep it up. Tomorrow is going to be a different voting for me, primary-wise. So I appreciate the advice. Thank you.
Yeah, so here's what happened in Indiana. When Daniels was governor, the Republicans didn't even have majorities some of the time in one of the chambers, much less supermajorities. And so the Republican Party really was a team concept in the sense of we needed everybody pulling in the same direction. So they had to take input from conservatives. Conservatives got actual seats at the table and could help dictate public policy, which is why so many good things happened under Daniels. Daniels was, you know, charismatic in his own way and beloved in his own way. But there were a lot of conservatives who were, whether it was right to work or the actual tax caps and the attention of those things, reforms to government. Conservatives had a lot to do with that. The problem became, and this was especially post-Pence, because Pence was a disaster as governor. Pence had no idea what he was doing. He wasn't even interested in the work of governor. He just wanted it as a stepping stone to be president. The establishment wing, with the meltdown of the Democrats and the radicalization of the Democrats, they grabbed control of the party once Holcomb became nominated to be governor. And they said, the Democrats are so inept and so ridiculous that we don't fear them anymore, and the public is not going to vote for them. So our new goal becomes, because it was the pro-big business, the pro-establishment, the pro-liberal Republican, the pro-donor and lobbyist crowd, their challenge became to ice the conservatives out of the process. They weren't running against Democrats anymore because the Democrats slit their own wrists and cut their own throats. They began running against conservatives. And if you look at these primaries, it is about making sure conservatives are no longer a part of the process, which is why I tell everybody, you vote against all incumbents. Because the overwhelming majority of them now are the super liberal establishment donor crowd selections. And it would be fine if Republicans lose some elections. It actually needs to happen so that they would have to actually start listening and making conservatives a part of the team again.
And being held accountable for how they vote. All right, two more quick phone calls before Hammer joins us. So yesterday I got dissed, I got slided. Ooh. Somebody that you're in a fight with decided to pick on me.
Oh no.
And called it the Rob Kendall show.
Oh, that's right.
Even though it is the Kendall and Casey show. But here's a phone call to make it right.
Good morning, Casey. I'm just puttering along out here in beautiful overcast Ohio, listening to you talk on the radio and wondering why they don't just call it the Casey Show.
Right.
I can't even remember that other fellow's name.
I agree.
I don't know what he's doing on there.
Totally.
So I hope you have a really good week. Thanks, Casey, for being there. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
I appreciate him so much.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he thought of me and only me.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you are the glue that holds this show together.
One last phone call, and this is about my voting district, the 7th.
7th District voter here, absolutely voting for Honest Gabe. If Marion County GOP doesn't care, why should I?
Well, so there's the theory on the Honest Gabe vote, and we've talked about this, that on one hand, I mean, that's going to be such a train wreck because you will get, I mean, you will start getting national media if he's an actual nominee for Congress. Digging into this guy and looking at
him. Well, it'll put more spotlight on
him. Right, right, absolutely. I mean, one of the problems with Dishonest Gabe is no one takes him serious because he's such a joke and a goof. And all the crap he's pulled, which is very serious stuff, and the allegations he's facing in front of the FEC and IED are very serious stuff. But he's so, like, deemed as irrelevant and this kind of weirdo, wacky, that the IED and FEC will deal with it in their time, and they are dealing with it. And if you kind of know how to read their stuff, that it's working itself through the process. But in terms of, like, why doesn't the state media cover this? Why, you know, because his behavior,
because it's a nothing burger at this point.
Right. The behavior is so egregious. You say, though, how could everybody not be leaning into what this guy? I mean, you got imaginary friends and you got donors that nobody can find. And I mean, you got these the veterans group. I mean, his pathological level of lying is so egregious. Like, how could everybody not be leaning into this guy? But the part of it is nobody takes him serious. So there is one hand where you say, if he somehow became the nominee, the national media would actually start, like with Santos, leaning in. And it's so blatant, it's so obvious, it's so right there. And maybe the way to get the justice that we deserve as it relates to Gabe is to have him be the nominee. Everybody actually get to the bottom of it. And it would probably likely escalate the importance of the FEC and IEC looking into him. But even with all that factored in, you can't want him to be your representation, right?
You can't risk the vote.
I mean, I told you I'd vote for the dead person because I want to see Gabe lose to a dead person. But everybody's got to do their own thing.
We'll talk about it later who I'm going to vote for.
That is, there in are, that district. And I've heard from multiple people who have said that, though. They want to get, like this guy, they want the crap show, which Gabe would be a complete crap show.
Going to vote for him for the entertainment value?
Right. I mean, but, I mean, I love a good freak show. Even this is too much for me, Casey.
It does provide for good content for the show, but he also is somebody who wants to represent us.
Well, and this is the thing about Gabe. There's nothing funny about what Gabe has actually done, about the stuff that Gabe has said about people like Abdul. Take me out of the equation. I'm a big boy. Gabe has said and done horrific, awful, vile, vengeful things, and that is not a person you should want anywhere near any level of responsibility or whatever. And as much as I would love to see the Marion County GOP and the state party with egg all over their face, and look, if he is, we'll make the best of him. We'll have a field day with it for 6 months. But that would be just a... And isn't it telling that they've never said a word?
Well, Marion County GOP or state party. But if it keeps up, eventually somebody who doesn't have thick skin like you or Abdul, who has a law degree to defend himself, will get hurt.
Yeah. So there is nothing actually funny about Gabe, as ridiculous as he is.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.